Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach, author, and host of Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom Blog Talk Radio. Renee provides a roadmap to staying healthy and fit spiritually and physically. She believes God gave us a gift, our temple, and it's ours to nourish, feed, and honor. Be sure to also catch her on ResultsByRenee.com. That's ResultsByRenee.com. And now, here is Renee.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Renee Wiggins, your host of Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, where we engage you to become spiritually and physically fit, as well as reduce your stress. Because what's going on to the world today, I am stressed out just listening to the news. I know you're stressed out, and you're probably also stressed out with this heat. Remember, exercise in the early morning or in the late evenings, and drink plenty of water. Well, we have a dynamic guest tonight. Her name is Coletta D. Ellis. She's the founding principal of InStep Consulting, LLC, since 1998. The company has helped people and organizations identify their competent advantage via employee orientation programs, team-building seminars, and strategic planning retreats. Colette bases her intuitive consulting approach on nearly 15 years leading creative and engaging programs for Fortune 500 companies, government and not-for-profit organizations across the United States. Her expertise includes career planning, organization development, stress management. That's right, we're going to be talking about stress, in other words, being healthy, and she has a lot of helpful information and good tips for us. Team building and workplace diversity. Adept at learning her clients' needs, she has coached and trained numerous individuals in communication skills and leadership principles. Her business and consulting experience spans the consumer products, financial service, health care, and that's what we're going to talk about, health, because you cannot lead when you're stressed out. You cannot work when you're stressed out. You cannot do anything if you're stressed out from the heat, from relationships, from your boss. You cannot really get to your potential. So we're going to turn over to Coletta D. Ellis. Coletta, are you there?
Yes, I am, Renee.
Thank you for coming on. I know you engaged to go to another workshop or seminar. Ladies and gentlemen, she is always busy. Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself? Because I gave everybody just a brief little synopsis of what you do.
Thanks so much. And the introduction was wonderful. And it's my pleasure to be on with you this evening after having met you in D.C. at the Green Festival. It's fantastic to reconnect.
Yes, yes, and she's a New Yorker, everyone out there. You know, I'm from Long Island. She's out there traveling Long Island and doing some numerous things and just dynamic things. And so when I saw you at D.C. Green Fest and she was giving up her little workshop, her PowerPoint there, it struck a chord because everybody out there, sometimes we think we have it when we're trying to do a lot of things at one time, and guess what? We don't. So how did you get started in being this strategic planning, ownership, leadership coach? I mean, everything. How do you get started in this?
Well, I started my consulting independently, like you said, in the late 90s, formed InStep Consulting back in 2004. So it's almost 10 years officially in business as InStep Consulting, although, like you said, doing work prior to that. And my background, I worked with numerous nonprofit organizations and businesses, and then again launched my practice here in Brooklyn, New York. And back in 2006, I got certified in a program called Coping with Work and Family Stress, and that's what really launched my desire to help people around improving their own health and wellness as an additional component, as like what you said, that you can't lead if you're stressed out. So I thought it was really a great way to make our programming even more holistic.
And that is good because we need it now. And I know a lot more businesses are going towards that holistic, that healthy lifestyle, healthy workplace, because when their employees are overworked, especially when they were downsizing, like in the New York area a lot, you know, we had so many breweries, so many newspapers, and a lot of them had closed up or downsized. And this technology is supposed to open up doors for it, when in fact, we have become more stressful because of it. Do you feel it that way, or you see it less of it? How do you feel with technology?
No, I would agree. And actually, you know, I too lived through some downsizing, right sizing here in New York City, you know, right after 9/11. So I think you're correct in saying that companies are looking to do more with less. Nonprofit organizations are looking to do more with less. And, you know, sometimes there's the benefit in terms of reduced consumption and, you know, along the environmental lines. And yet there can also be increased pressures on employees to be able to be more productive. And again, we have to look at our organizations and our systems to see, is that increased productivity actually leading to higher stress and anxiety for employees, or are there ways to be more efficient and more productive where people can still maintain a sense of balance and well-being?
That is so true, because I took a leadership class, and when I was going through it, I said, wow, those are my leaders right there, where my leader went to her leader, and he was talking about, well, okay, let's say there's 10 departments underneath them. Well, 7 of them did the survey, but 3 didn't do a survey, employee survey. So he punishes everybody, not just those 3, everybody. You heard of that leadership where everybody gets the axe. And she didn't feel that was right, because here you got on us to do the survey. We did the survey in the spam in that time. Everybody did rush to do the survey, but yet you're going to push everybody. Plus the fact they didn't get a pay increase because of it. So therefore, how can you, you know, that's stress on her, because then she said, well, why should I work here? And then it was like, hey, you guys do whatever you want, because why do I have to get behind you if I'm not rewarded? So I want you to at least tell the people out there that even though, I guess you want to say, organization, the top management seem like they're against you, how can you get through all that stress, all that, you know, ST, and still maintain a family, a career, your faith, without it, you know, going teeter-totter?
Right. No, that's a great question. And I think that, you know, often it depends on, you know, what I'm working with. Am I working with an organization? Because then there's more of a systems approach and a team approach. Or is it someone who's engaged me individually as a coach, right? And so, you know, from your perspective, the way you shared it was a bit more on the individual perspective. And then, yes, one does need to look at what's your work environment like, and how is it impacting your health? How is it impacting your stress levels? You know, although at the same time, people also have to make choices based on whatever realities they have in terms of what other responsibilities they have. But I think it's at least important to make that assessment and then begin to make decisions about, you know, is this a long-term opportunity, or is this something that, you know, for either in terms of enjoyment and connected to your purpose as well as your health, is it the right fit?
Yeah, that is so true. That is so true, because the lady who organized or founded Huffington Post, am I pronouncing it right? Huffington Post, internet magazine / newspaper, she had to get it out. She had to prove herself, because, you know, she was turned down by a lot of men. They said she's never going to, you know, succeed in that. And she almost, I don't know if she did or almost had a heart attack. And then she realized she can't, you know, do this at the hour that she was going at. She has to step back. So individuals, when they come to you, Coach Colette, do you say, okay, I can't tell you can't quit your job, but this is what blah, 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 blah? Is that what you do?
Right. It's about taking an assessment, you know, an assessment of everything, your health, your finances, your career, to be able to look at what are the right decisions to make, right? It's never just one thing where you make the decision based on one, right? Ideally, you're making the decision based on multiple factors. So it really would be looking at that. And I did see Ariana on Oprah, where she was talking about something about, like, I think she literally, like, fell and hit her head on her desk because she was so tired at work, right? So, it's, you know, sometimes the signs are that obvious, but sometimes they're less obvious.
Yes, it is. And so to my listeners out there, and I had a tell someone on trying to create finding joy and balance in your life, and the common theme was there is no such thing as balance. It's just you have to find your purpose and create that, I guess, purpose or balance in your life. In other words, you can't really force, I guess, the what you want to say, the square to go into the circle or so the square, but you know what I'm trying to say there.
Yes.
So now, I want to ask you, that work-life balance, because that's what you teach an organization, that work-life balance, because if the person is very stressful at home and they can't bring it into work, they have to leave it at the door.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to my listeners then about, if you can give three steps about how not to bring that stress to work or how to reduce it?
Well, one of the things that you just said is something about finding ways to be able to leave things at the door, right? So whatever your decompression process is, whether it's music, whether it's meditation, whether it's deep breathing, but really being able to find a way where whatever happens, you're able to leave it in the space. And, you know, sometimes the same thing vice versa, right? You know, unfortunately, maybe we have a challenging conversation on the home front. It's that same thing of finding the time and the space to be able to decompress, take the deep breath, be able to focus, be able to relax, you know, and realize that in all cases, really, you've done all you can in that moment in time. And not to say that you won't revisit it later, but sort of, you know, giving yourself and whomever you're dealing with the space to kind of regroup and refocus, and maybe not necessarily feeling like you need to respond right away, right? So setting that expectation also with whomever you're speaking about, okay, you know, I need to take a few moments, whether it's walk around the block, you know, whatever it is that works for you to get you back to center.
I like how you said get it back to center, because that was the other thing too, is getting back to center. Because once you centered, then all the things that you have on your eight arms, you can balance, because you're being centered, you're being focused and finding, you know, what you can handle. I went to a workshop, and the guy was telling us ladies about when men come home, we women need to give them, as you say, space, at least 30 minutes of space. Don't come in, how you doing, how was your day, or bam, this is happening, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, because they're stressed out too. So we all should listen from Colette and come home and do like a vision board or some kind of agreement where everybody just, get that space, and then they can at least interact, because by then you cool down. By then you won't be as hot and mad and bothered. You're doing so many projects and everything, because you're dealing with health, and stress is that, dealing with that component. But I also noticed you were doing something with gardening. And to me, when I'm in my garden, it's more peaceful, I'm relaxed. So that helps me stress, but as well as the garden also feeds the soul, so to speak. So please tell everybody about this community thing. Even though it's in Brooklyn, maybe they can start here in the D.C. area.
Yes. So I'm actually working with my colleague and friend Tim Keating here in New York, and we are creating a series of events called Foraging for Wellness. And so we are leading a series of walks here in Brooklyn in Prospect Park. And Tim is a naturalist and foraging expert. So he will be sharing ideas with folks and pointing out various edible wild plants and you know, the things that you can eat that you don't even know of that are right, you know, in your local park. And I'm going to be sharing, you know, ideas about the benefits, again, of incorporating these foods into your diet, as well as doing some guided meditation and EFT tapping exercises, again, all with this you know, theme of foraging for wellness, so seeking wellness and finding it in unexpected places, like in parks. And for me, you know, he's really into the woods. For me, my woods are the beach. So, you know, just finding ways where you can recommune and reconnect with nature.
I'm a master gardener. So when I saw that, I said, wow. And that's what I tell my listeners out there, because it's all part of wellness. As I mentioned, it's a peacefulness for me when I'm pruning and gardening and throwing away the dead leaves of my plants and sit outside. It's peaceful meditation, even though I'm not, you know, in that zone. But I go in that zone because I'm working in that zone. And it's also because I'm harvesting food for the body, because I've learned in my little study that if we talk a lot and we're stressing a lot overeating, we don't really properly digest our food. And so when you said in that tone of meditation, quietness, that's what I like. And that's what people need, is to, I guess you say, to rejoin, to revisit nature, to go back to nature.
Yes, and also what you're saying, also the concept of mindful eating. So, you know, one of the things about foraging is, you know, especially when you're looking at things that you, unexpected things that you might not normally eat, then it's really going to be talking about, you know, using all of our senses. What does it look like? What does it smell like? What does it feel like? What does it taste like? So we're really going to be able to have the opportunity to do that. And my hope is that then people will apply some of those mindful, like, eating techniques to, you know, their daily meals, really, you know, taking the time to unplug and smell your food and taste your food and really look at the colors and the textures and then enjoy it. It's another way of, I don't want to say decomposing because we're talking about food, but you know what I mean, in terms of unplugging and as opposed to, you know, how we all do, you know, myself included, often have found myself, you know, eating in front of a television. So, you know, making that time when you're having a meal to really be like, you know what, turn the computer off or turn the TV off and enjoy your food, even if it is just for, you know, 15 minutes or so, 20 minutes, if that's all you can spare, at least making that time just the time between you and your food or you and the person that you're eating with.
You said it right, that you hit it on the nail. Having time with the person you're eating with, because my sister and I talk about how we go out with friends, and right away they're into their Facebook, their games, they're doing everything but enjoying the person they're with. All this goes hand in hand. Oh, Colette, this is so beautiful how you put that. Because, again, the walk through nature, observing nature, meditation through nature, then sitting and observing, smelling, and taking your time, enjoying the food as well as enjoying the person, help lower your stress levels. Therefore, you can digest better. You can also control your weight better. But if you gorge in front of the TV, you don't know that you ate a lot of food because the stomach did not get the senses to the brain and you didn't feel it.
Exactly, exactly. Yes, and I know you know all about that, right? So it's and recognizing when you're full, right? So whereas when you're mindless eating, you might just keep eating, and also examining the reasons why we eat. You know, one of the things that we're looking to build this into a larger program to really help people to examine even some of the things we were just talking about. But you know how. You know, as I went through the stress management program, you know, myself, the certification, even myself starting to think about, okay, am I always eating when I'm hungry, or am I sometimes eating when I'm bored, you know, or am I sometimes eating when I'm lonely, or am I sometimes eating when I'm stressed, you know, so like also looking at all of these things and again, without judgment, you know, my hope is that what I'm guiding people through, whatever it is, an activity, an exercise, a coaching program, a training class, the hope is that, you know, with greater awareness comes greater knowledge, and my goal is not to do it from a judgmental standpoint and hope that people don't take on that extra judgment or, you know, create that extra guilt for themselves.
Correct. We don't want that, because as coaches, we want to help the people to help find their solutions and guide them and direct them in a loving, caring, nurturing way, and not, as you say, be judgmental, because again, it brings on stress when you tell that person, why can't you get this, or you're eating too fast, or something like that. It's again, those words to that person, it radiates in their soul. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You have an ebook too, you mentioned. You have an ebook?
Yes, it's called Focus on Your Vision, A Positive Practical Approach to Achieve Your Biggest Dreams.
Tell us a little bit more about it.
Sure. It's really a I think it's like a pocket. It's a pocket guide, and I actually sort of wrote the process before ebooks. But then ebooks make it even easier to keep in your pocket because you can find it on Amazon, and you know, put it on your Kindle. But really, about finding ways to identify your intentions and really be able to make decisions that are more aligned with those intentions. You know, really mindful practices that extend beyond just eating.
So again, you keep mentioning the mind. It's the mind that controls. Otherwise, if we see something, then the mind's going to say, you don't have enough, and you keep eating. If it sees that it's a lot, then the mind would tell it. So everything's based in the mind with that stress. It's a transforming of minds, it seems like you do, changing their mindset about
yes.
the whole total body, mind, and spirit. That is good. That is good, because I like that building again, that relating or connecting to nature, connecting to our food, so we can identify it to help nourish our body, not that we just gulp it down. So what's next on the horizon for you?
Well, we're really excited. Like I said, for the Foraging for Wellness, we've just started the tours in Prospect Park. So we'll be doing 3 more in August and 1 in September. And I'd love to take that to other cities, you know, love to take it global, to really have that experience be explored in different cultures and find different wild plants to look forward to eating. And like I said, we're looking to build that into a larger program that are more, you know, longer wellness retreats that would incorporate more coaching and more training, all with this perspective of, you know, different ways that we seek wellness and different ways that we incorporate that with our environment. So, you know, the talk I gave in D.C. was that intersection of wellness and sustainability and helping people to think about choices that we all make about what we put on our bodies, what we put into our bodies, you know, how we deal with waste. And so working with Tim, we've been talking a lot about how a lot of these things intersect. And so we're really excited about building this into a larger program. So stay tuned.
That sounds really fascinating, because the Botanical Garden has something like that. I went on a tour, and they were teaching us about the food and how it originated and how bananas were very small and how corn was very, very large of the kernels, and, you know, how they over years have evolved and have meant help with the help of man as well as with nature. And
yeah.
So I like it because you combined it with a walk, which is nice, which we should do. Now,
yes.
I was thinking when you were talking, because, you know, even though you're in Brooklyn, I got people all over, and so charge for this, or people, it's a free thing, the walk?
So we do the walks. We always have an early bird price, so people that sign up early bird, you know, pay a smaller price, and we also do, you know, group discounts, and we also are looking to do this with companies. So we'd love to be doing these kinds of events, taking companies on foraging walks as an aspect of team building. So we're looking to extend our employee wellness program, so not just individuals, but nonprofit organizations, companies. We'd love to be able to offer this programming far and wide.
I'm listening. When you said team building, I was thinking, okay, she takes the okay, I'm in the D.C. area, and sometimes we used to go, like, in Hagerstown near Baltimore, which is about an hour's ride, or sometimes people take people out to IBM. They have a big old complex out there with dormitories and deer running around. So now I'm visualizing you in a situation like that, and you take them to team building, and then they pick the food because you know what they're going to pick, and bring it back, and have them, as part of team building, cook the food, too.
Yes.
That's awesome. That is really awesome. So my listeners out there, this is really a fantastic program. But then I was also thinking, you know, my mind gets going. People like me, suppose I can't, and there's nothing here in Baltimore. But if you had like a short virtual one, you know what I'm saying? That you take us through the woods, you know, your colleague take us through the woods, and this and this, and then you have us cook the recipe. Oh, that'd be awesome. Right.
Sorry,
you know, I'd be thinking.
No, that's a fantastic idea, and we are definitely looking at pictures and filming as we continue to do the walks. So, yeah, that's, you know, I come from a training and development background, so that definitely fits into how I could see that happening. And you know, with technology now, it is a lot easier to be able to do things virtually. Obviously, you know, there's nothing better than being able to touch, feel, and smell like we were talking about.
Right.
But, yeah, from a knowledge standpoint for people that may want to check it out in their own communities, you know, as they're doing their walks. And a lot of the, you know, the foraging knowledge Tim got from guides. And so we'll be providing people with information about resources they can, you know, research on their own, obviously. But the event is publicly listed on Eventbrite. So if anyone wants to search for Foraging for Wellness on eventbrite.com, they should be able to read the description.
Yeah, this really sounds good. This sounds good. I really like it, and I don't mean to keep harping here, but again, here in Maryland, we have what we call taking that walk, like going up to Canada. Who was that went up to Canada? God, it's on the tip of my tongue. Black female slave that was setting people free. That's bad. I forgot her name. Sojourner Truth, was it?
Right, Sojourner Truth, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she went up to Canada, you know, and freed over 600. But we got a short little walk we do through the woods, and it was very, very spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that would have been something nice if we can also look at this plant. This is what they ate along the way.
Right.
That's nice. So this really sounds really great that you're doing, to keep it up. And if you can give everybody your website so they can get your e-books and get your other information.
Absolutely. Fantastic. So, yes, I'm all about social media, so you can find me as Coach Colette on Twitter. Our website is instepconsulting.com. And like I said, for the Focus on Your Vision e-book, you can do a quick search on Amazon, download it very quickly onto your Kindle. And the Foraging for Wellness tours, again, search on eventbrite.com to read more information. And, again, if you're in the New York area, we'd love to see you.
I would love to be there, and for my listeners would love to go there. But please give your website one more time for my listeners.
Sure. It's instepconsulting.com.
Oh, Colette, this has been really a pleasure. I've learned a lot about stress management, learned about your wellness walk and how you tie everything into the total body, mind, and spirit, and as well as eating, because all that go hand in hand. We, as I mentioned, we can't be stressed out when we eat because nothing's going to digest well. We gain weight. All this encompassing the total being when you do the walk, the meditation, and eat right. Can you give us two little tips before you go?
Sure. So we've talked about finding ways to relax. So breathing does a lot, learning to do deep breathing. And I say learning because sometimes when we are stressed, you might notice that your breathing is shallow. So being able to breathe, you know, from a count to yourself of 1 to 3, extending it to 4 and extending it to 5, that's how you start to get more used to doing deep breathing. Again, mindful techniques, really thinking about what you're doing. And that is, in essence, being more mindful to whether it's eating, so thinking about your food and paying attention to your food. If it's conversations with someone that's important to you, really being present in those conversations, listening, actively listening, and being a part of it, right? You know, just trying to live in the moment. And, you know, it's challenging. And I'm a New Yorker, so I'm walking the same walk that you are. So anything that I share, it's not something that I haven't already also tried myself. So I say that in full disclosure and full transparency.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. And it's been a pleasure and looking forward to talking to you. For my fabulous things, how we fit in God's kingdom, we want to thank Colette. Colette, thank you very much and have a good evening.
Thanks so much, Renee. And same to you and all of your listeners.
Okay, thank you. Well, she has been very helpful for everybody to be mindful of what you eat, how you walk. Think of trying to reduce that stress. You know, don't bring it home. Don't bring it to work. You probably say, Renee, then what do you want us to do? Take deep breaths, as she said. Inhale, hold it, and then just let it out. So thank you very much. This is Renee Wiggins, your host of Being Fabulous Fit in God's Kingdom. Thank you. Until next time.
Listen to Renee Wiggins of Blog Talk Radio, Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, next week for more fabulous tips on nutrition, fitness, and stress management.